Hi everyone, it's Johanna here with Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a podcast from Israel. Today is Friday, it's the end of a long and crazy week, and we are looking forward to Shabbat tomorrow. It is the day of preparation, July 14th, and that is the 20th of Tammuz on the Hebrew calendar. This week, we are in the Torah portion called Pinchas, and today we'll be reading Numbers 28, 16 through 29, 11. Before I begin to read, though, I want to just mention that because it is the end of the week, I'll be reading a double episode. I'll be reading both for Friday and Shabbat as well in this episode. Let's bless the Lord for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. On the 14th day of the first month is Adonai's Passover. On the 15th day there is to be a feast. For 7 days matzot will be eaten. You are to hold a sacred assembly on the first day. You are not to do any laborious work. You are to offer to Adonai burnt offering by fire, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. They are to be flawless. You are to offer their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 0.3 ephah per bull, 0.2 per ram, and 0.1 per each of the 7 lambs, plus 1 goat for a sin offering to atone for yourselves. In addition to the morning burnt offering and regular burnt offering, you are to offer these. Just like this, you are to offer each day, for 7 days, the food to be offered by fire for each day as a pleasing aroma to Adonai, beside the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a sacred assembly and you are to do no laborious work. On the day of first fruits, when you offer to Adonai a new grain offering during the Feast of Weeks, you are to have a sacred assembly. You are to do no laborious work. You are to offer as a pleasing aroma a burnt offering to Adonai, 2 young bulls from the herd, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. With each bull, there is to be a grain offering of 0.3 ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, with the ram, 0.2, and with each lamb, 0.1, plus 1 male goat to make atonement for you. In addition, you are to prepare the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and its drink offering. They are to be without defect. On the 1st day of the 7th month, you are to have a sacred assembly. You are to do no laborious work. It is for you a day for sounding the shofar. You are to prepare a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma to Adonai. 1 young bull from the herd, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, without flaw, with their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil. 0.3 ephah with the bull, 0.2 with the ram, and 0.1 with each of the 7 lambs, as well as 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. Also offer the burnt offering for the month with its grain offering, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering, and their appropriate drink offerings as a pleasing aroma to Adonai, as an offering by fire. On the 10th day of this 7th month, you are to have a sacred assembly. You are to deny yourselves and do no work. You are to present to Adonai a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma. 1 young bull from the herd, 1 ram, and 7-year-old male lambs without defect, along with their grain offerings of fine flour mixed with oil, 0.3 ephah with the bull, 0.2 with the ram, and 0.1 with each of the 7 lambs. Also offer 1 male goat for a sin offering in addition to the sin offering for atonement, as well as the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offerings. That was Numbers 28:16 through 29:11. Today's portion from the prophets is Ezekiel 14 and 15. Some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat before me. The word of Adonai came to me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up idols in their hearts. They have put the stumbling block of their iniquity right before their faces. Should I let them inquire of me at all? Therefore speak to them, and say to them, Thus says Adonai Elohim, Every man from the house of Israel who sets up idols in his heart and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity right before his face, and then comes to the prophet, I, Adonai, will answer him as he comes with the multitude of his idols, so I may take hold of the house of Israel in their hearts. For they have all become estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says Adonai Elohim, Return, turn away from your idols, turn your faces from all your abominations. For anyone from the house of Israel or the outsiders who dwell in Israel, who breaks himself away from me, takes idols into his heart, puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me through him. I, Adonai, will answer him myself. I will set my face against that man. I will make him a sign and a proverb, and cut him off from among my people. Then you will know that I am Adonai. When the prophet is deceived and speaks a word, I, Adonai, have deceived that prophet. I will stretch out my hand against him. I will destroy him from among my people Israel. They will bear their punishment. The punishment of the prophet will be the same as the punishment of the inquirer, so that the house of Israel will not wander again from me, or defile themselves again with all their transgressions. They will be my people, and I will be their God. It is a declaration of Adonai. The word of Adonai came to me, saying, Son of man, suppose a land sins against me by trespassing grievously, and I stretch out my hand over it, break off its staff of bread, send famine upon it, and cut it off from man and beast. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, be in it, they would only deliver their own souls by their righteousness. It is a declaration of Adonai. If I cause evil beasts to pass through the land, and they ravage it and make it a wasteland, so that no one would pass through because of the beasts, even if these three men were in it, as I live, says Adonai, they will not deliver sons or daughters. They would only deliver themselves, but the land will be desolate. Or if I bring a sword on that land and say, Let the sword go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men were in it, as I live, says Adonai, they will not deliver sons or daughters, for they will only deliver themselves. Or suppose I were to send a plague to that land, and pour out my fury upon it in blood, to cut off man and beast from it. Even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says Adonai, they would not deliver either a son or a daughter. They would only deliver themselves by their righteousness. For thus says Adonai, How much more if I send my four dreadful judgments against Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, the evil beasts, and the plague, to cut man and beast off from it? Yet behold, survivors would remain in it, who would be brought out, both sons and daughters. Behold, when they come to you and you see their ways and their deeds, you would be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought against Jerusalem, all that I have brought on it. They would comfort you when you see their ways and their deeds. So you will know that I had not done all that I had done without cause. It is a declaration of Adonai. The word of Adonai came to me, saying, Son of man, how can the wood of a vine be better than the branch of any tree that is among the trees of the forest? Can wood be taken from it to be anything useful? Can a peg be made from it or to hang anything on? Behold, when it is cast in the fire for fuel, both ends are devoured in fire and the middle is charred. Is it useful for any work? Look, when it was whole, it was not useful for any work. How much less when the fire has devoured it and it is charred? Will it be useful for any work? Therefore, thus says Adonai Elohim, like the vine's wood among the trees of the forest that I have given to the fire for fuel, so I will give up the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will set my face against them. Even if they come out of the fire will yet devour them. So you will know that I am Adonai when I set my face against them. I will make the land desolate because they have acted so faithlessly. It is a declaration of Adonai. That was Ezekiel 14 and 15. And our portion from the writings today is Nehemiah 7. After the wall had been rebuilt, the doors set up, and the gatekeepers, singers, and Levites appointed, I put in charge over Jerusalem my brother Hanani, along with Hananiah, the commander of the fortress, for he was a man of integrity and feared God more than many. I said to them, the gates of Jerusalem must not be opened until the sun is hot. While those are still on duty, have them shut and bar the doors. Also appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their post and some near their homes. Now the city was spacious and large, but there were few people within it, and no houses were being built. So my God put it into my heart to assemble the nobles, the officials, and the people to be registered by genealogy. I found the scroll of the genealogical record of those who formerly returned. I found the following written there. These are the people of the province who returned from the captivity of the exile, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had taken away, and who returned to Jerusalem and to Judah, each man to his own town. Those who came with Zerubbabel were Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ra'amiah, Nachamani, Mordechai, Bilshan, Misperet, Bigvai, Nechum, Ba'ana. The number of the men of Bnei Israel was the sons of Parosh, 2,172. The sons of Shephatia, 372. The sons of Aran, 652. The sons of Pahat Moab, from the sons of Yeshua and Yoav, 2,818. The sons of Elam, 1,254. The sons of Zatu, 845. The sons of Zakai, 760. The sons of Binui, 648. The sons of Bevai, 628. The sons of Azgad, 2,328. The sons of Adonikam, 667. The sons of Bigvai, 2,067. The sons of Adin, 655. The sons of Ater of Hezekiah, 98. The sons of Hashum, 328. The sons of Bezai, 324. The sons of Harif, 112. The sons of Givon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The men of Anatot, 128. The men of Bet Azmavet, 42. The men of Kiryat Yarim, Kfirah, and Be'erot, 743. The men of Ramah and Geva, 621. The men of Michmas, 122. The men of Bet-El and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nevo, 52. the sons of the other Elam, 1,254. The sons of Harim, 320. The sons of Jericho, 345. The sons of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The sons of Sana'a, 3,930. The Kohanim, the sons of Yedaya, of the house of Yeshua, 973. The sons of Immer, 1,052. The sons of Pashul, 1,247. The sons of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the sons of Yeshua of Kadmiel, from the sons of Hodeiah, 74. The singers, the sons of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers, the sons of Shalom, the sons of Ater, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hatita, and the sons of Shovai, 138. The sanctuary servants, the sons of Ziha, the sons of Hasufa, the sons of Tavaot, the sons of Keros, the sons of Sia, the sons of Padon, the sons of Levana, the sons of Hagaba, the sons of Salmai, the sons of Hanan, the sons of Gidel, the sons of Gahal, the sons of Reaya, the sons of Rezin, the sons of Nekuda, the sons of Gazam, the sons of Uza, the sons of Pasea, the sons of Besai, the sons of Meonim, the sons of Nefishesim, the sons of Bakbuk, the sons of Hakufa, the sons of Harhul, the sons of Bazlit, the sons of Mehida, the sons of Harsha, the sons of Balkos, the sons of Sisera, the sons of Teman, the sons of Netzia, and the sons of Hatifa. The sons of Solomon's servants, the sons of Sotai, the sons of Soferet, the sons of Perida, the sons of Yala, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Gidel, the sons of Shephatia, the sons of Hatil, the sons of Pocheret Hatzbaim, and the sons of Ammon. All the temple servants and the sons of Solomon's servants, 392. Now the following were the ones who came up from Tel Mela, Tel Harsha, Cheruv, Adon, and Immer, but they were not able to identify their ancestral houses or whether their descendants were from Israel. The sons of Deliah, the sons of Tobiah, and the sons of Nekoda, 642. Also of the Kohanim, the sons of Habaya, the sons of Hakoz, the sons of Barzillai. Their ancestor took a wife from the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and subsequently was called by their name. These sought their names in the genealogies, but were not found, so they were disqualified from the priesthood. The governors said to them that they should not eat any of the most holy things until a Kohen arose with Urim and Tumim. The whole congregation together was 42,360, not including their male and female servants. These were 7,337, as well as 245 male and female singers. There were 435 camels and 6,720 donkeys. Some from among the family leaders contributed to the work. The governor gave to the treasury gold drachmas 1,000, bulls 50, and priestly tunics 500. Those from the heads of ancestral lines gave to the treasury for the work gold drachmas 20,000, silver minas 2,000. The rest of the people gave gold drachmas 20,000, silver minas 2,000, and priestly tunics 67. So the Kohanim, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people and the temple servants, even all Israel, dwelt in their towns. Then the seventh month came, and Bnei Israel were in their towns. That was Nehemiah chapter 7. Our final portion for Friday is Galatians 5. For freedom, Messiah set us free. So stand firm and do not be burdened by a yoke of slavery again. Listen, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Messiah will be of no benefit to you. Again, I testify to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to keep the whole Torah. You who are trying to be justified by Torah have been cut off from Messiah. You have fallen away from grace, for through the Ruach by faith we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Messiah Yeshua neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any meaning, but only trust and faithfulness expressing itself through love. You were running a great race. Who blocked you from following the truth? This detour doesn't come from the one who calls you. A little chametz works its way through the whole batch of dough. I'm confident in the Lord that you will not think otherwise. But the one who is confusing you will pay the penalty, whoever he is. As for me, brothers and sisters, if I still proclaim circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the stumbling block of the cross has been eliminated. I only wish those who are agitating you would castrate themselves. Brothers and sisters, you were called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom become an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole Torah can be summed up in a single saying, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not destroyed by one another. But I say, walk by the Ruach, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Ruach, but the Ruach sets its desire against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you cannot do what you want. But if you are led by the Ruach, you are not under law. Now the deeds of the flesh are clear: sexual immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, witchcraft, hostility, strife, jealousy, rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, just as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit God's kingdom. But the fruit of the Ruach is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Messiah have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Ruach, let us also walk by the Ruach. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. That was Galatians chapter 5, and that wraps up our reading for Friday. So now let's turn back to the Torah and start our readings for Shabbat. I should say, though, that this Shabbat has a little special haftarah, because after the fast of Tammuz, which was just this week, and for the next following 10 Sabbaths, the haftarah, the reading from the prophets, no longer corresponds specifically to the Torah portion as it usually does, but it is determined entirely by the time of year and the corresponding historical events. So the reading from Jeremiah 1:1-2:3 during the 3 weeks of mourning begins the 3 haftarot of reproof, followed by 7 haftarot of consolation leading up to Rosh Hashanah. All right, so let's begin though with our portion from the Torah, and it is Numbers 29:12-30, verse 1. On the 15th day of the 7th month, you are to have a sacred assembly. You are not to do any of your work, and you are to celebrate the feast of Adonai for 7 days. You are to offer a burnt offering by fire to Adonai as a pleasing aroma, 13 young bulls from the herd, 2 rams, and 14-year-old male lambs without defect. Their grain offerings of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah with each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 with each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 with each of the 14 lambs, plus 1 male goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain offering. On the second day you are to offer 12 young bulls from the herd, 2 rams, and 14-year-old male lambs without flaw, with their grain and drink offerings, with the bulls, rams, and lambs as appropriate by their number according to the regulations, plus 1 male goat as a sin offering, as well as the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the third day, offer 11 bulls, 2 rams, and 14-year-old male lambs without defect, with their grain and drink offerings, with the bulls, rams, and lambs the number specified, and a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offerings with its grain and drink offerings. On the fourth day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14-year-old male lambs without flaw, their grain offerings and drink offerings with the bulls, rams, and lambs by their number according to the regulations, and 1 male goat as a sin offering, and the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the fifth day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male 1-year-old lambs without defect, with their grain and drink offerings by their number as specified, and 1 goat for a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the sixth day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs 1 year old without defect, with the bulls, rams, and lambs, their grain and drink offerings according to those numbers specified, and 1 goat for a sin offering with the regular burnt offering and its grain and drink offerings. On the seventh day, 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs without defect 1 year old, plus their grain and drink offerings for the bulls, rams, and lambs according to the numbers specified, in addition to 1 male goat for a sin offering and the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. On the eighth day, there shall be for you an assembly. You are to do no regular work. You are to offer to Adonai a burnt offering, a fire offering, a pleasing aroma, 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs 1 year old without defect, and their grain and drink offerings with the bull, ram, and lamb corresponding to their number according to the regulations, and a goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. You are to prepare these for Adonai at your Moadim in addition to your vow and freewill offerings, along with your burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offering, and fellowship offerings. So Moses told Bnei Israel all that Adonai commanded Moses. Moses spoke to the princes of the tribes of Bnei Israel, saying, "This is what Adonai has commanded." That was Numbers 29:12 through 30, verse 1. And our Haftarah portion today is Jeremiah 1:1 through 2:3. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the Kohanim, who were in Anatot in the land of Benjamin. The word of Adonai came to him during the days of King Josiah of Judah, son of Amon, in the 13th year of his reign. It continued during the days of King Jehoiakim of Judah, son of Josiah, until the end of the 11th year of King Zedekiah of Judah, son of Josiah, until the exile from Jerusalem in the 5th month. The word of Adonai came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Alas, Adonai Elohim, look, I don't know how to speak, for I'm still a boy." But Adonai said to me, "Don't say I'm only a boy, for to everyone I send you, you will go, and all I command you, you will speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you." It is a declaration of Adonai. Then Adonai stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and Adonai said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I have appointed you over nations and over kingdoms, to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of Adonai came to me, saying, What do you see, Jeremiah? I answered, I see an almond branch. Then Adonai said to me, You have seen correctly, for I am watching over my word to perform it. The word of Adonai came to me a second time, saying, What do you see? I replied, I see a boiling pot that is tilting away from the north. Then Adonai said to me, From the north, disaster will be poured out on all the inhabitants of the land. Behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north. It is a declaration of Adonai. So they will come, and each will set up his throne at the entry of the gates of Jerusalem, against all her surrounding walls, and against all the cities of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on them for all their wickedness. They have forsaken me, offering incense to other gods, worshipping the works of their hands. Now you, gird up your loins, get up and tell them everything that I order you. Do not be terrified by them, or else I will terrify you before them. Look, today I have set you up as a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls, against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its princes, against its Kohanim, and against the people of the land. Though they will fight against you, they will not win, for I am with you to deliver you. It is a declaration of Adonai. Again the word of Adonai came to me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Adonai, I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, and the way you followed me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. Israel was kadosh to Adonai, the first fruits of the harvest. All who devoured him were held guilty. Catastrophe overtook them. It is a declaration of Adonai. That was Jeremiah 1:1 through 2:3. And now our final portion for this week is from the Apostolic Writings, and it's 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 20. Or don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. The sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, those who practice homosexuality, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, slanderers, swindlers, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. That is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were made holy, you were set right in the name of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah and by the Ruach of our God. Everything is permitted for me, but not everything is helpful. Everything is permitted for me, but I will not be controlled by anything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food, but God will do away with both of them. Yet the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. Now God raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Don't you know that your bodies are members of Messiah? Shall I then take the members of Messiah and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be. Or don't you know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For it is said, the two shall become one flesh. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the one committing sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Ruach HaKodesh who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. That was 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 20, and that concludes our reading for Daily Bread for Busy Moms this week. Thanks so much for listening. Be blessed. This is Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shabbat Shalom.